this is Shona Craig from Careerpreneurs, and I just want to welcome you to my podcast. It's great that you're here. This is my first one, so I don't even know if anyone is here, but I'm going to talk like there's a million of you listening, because my message is going to stay the same whether there is one of you listening or 10 million. So I am really passionate about helping our next generation, or those that are currently in high school, leaving high school, or recently left high school, to succeed in the changing future of work. So a lot of things are changing, and in the labour market, a lot of things are changing, but in our schools and how we're preparing our kids and teens to succeed is not changing. And it's really frustrating. I see it again and again, the kind of information that schools are giving or not giving to their students to help them to prepare. So you'll probably hear me quote this fact a lot, but for our teens that are leaving school in the next 1 to 3 years, they're expected to have an average of 15 jobs by the age of 38. So this means that they're constantly going to be marketing themselves. They're going to be chasing the gig as we move into this, what is known as the gig-based labour market. So that means that, you know, permanent work is going to be coming rarer, and we're going to be constantly on the hustle for the next job or the next gig. So I have called my business Careerpreneurs because I think in this changing economy, this changing environment, and the world that you're going to be a part of, or your children are going to be a part of, is either going to, you're either going to be an entrepreneur or you're going to be a careerpreneur. And according to me, a careerpreneur is somebody that will effectively be managing their career like a small business of one. So that means that you are your brand, you are your product, and you are your service. And all of these things are going to need to be marketed to employers so that you can secure contracts and employment for whether it's 6 months, 3 years, whatever that looks like. It's going to require you to know who you are, what you offer, what skills you have, and also to be looking at what skills and qualifications you're going to be needing to keep taking your career to the next level. So Careerpreneurs, I always say, my motto is you always learn, leverage, and launch. And what I mean by that is we're learning information, you know, whether it's learning about yourself and what you offer, or learning about the labor market, or learning skills in school. Learning skills through work experience is the key one as well. So you're always learning, and then you're going to use that learning to leverage to the next stage of your career, and you're going to launch. So we're constantly learning, and we're packaging up, we're leveraging it, and we're using it to launch to the next job, to the next gig, to the next project, whatever it is. Learn, leverage, launch. That's what Careerpreneurs do. And I want to help you to become a successful one. So whether you're budget as being a careerpreneur, or if you just want to call yourself an employee, whatever it is, I think a careerpreneur is just a more empowered word for the new employee. So I am going to be offering a lot of tips and tools and researches in this podcast to help my lovely teen audience to really understand what it's going to take and to give you everything that you need to succeed. I think in our high schools, a lot of them are very old school, and I see their career website, I see what they give you as a resume, you know, resume examples, and, you know, the old school tips and tricks, and so much is changing. Like, there's no schools that I've seen that are offering tips on, you know, making a video resume or developing an online resume or creating your own website for your brand and those kind of things. This is the world that you're going to be living in. You're going to be using social media to, you know, to help you to get a job, and employers are going to be looking at you on social media as well. They're going to be looking at your digital footprint, checking out your attitude, what you bring, what you say, what your experience is. So that awareness of your personal brand online as well as offline is absolutely critical. So I will go into a lot of detail about all those different areas as we go through the podcast. This first one, I just really wanted to pop in and introduce myself and to, to start getting used to making podcasts and to give some context for what I will be talking about as well. I am someone, I didn't even develop a script or notes or anything. I talk freely, openly. I sometimes don't have a filter. I can't often plan where things are going to go, because I feel if I overplan what I'm going to say, I can get stuck and sound robotic. So you will notice I talk passionately and fast about what I believe in and how I'm going to help you. So I will try and just rest into this space and to take a breath, because I really want you to absorb what I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to teach you, and how we're going to do this together. There's a lot of resources I've got that I can offer you. I don't know what it's going to look like or how we're going to work it out. I've got online programs and things that I'll tell you more about. But essentially, this is just a space for me to share the most important things. And I think podcasting is the new blogging, and blogging is, you know, that takes so much time, and I am such a perfectionist with the way that I word things and write things, that I think this is just a really great platform for me. And the same with videos, you know, I can overthink what I look like, what the lighting's like, what my makeup is like, what my hair is like, instead of focusing on the content of the message and the energy I want to bring you. And podcasting enables me to do that. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. And I will see you back here for the next episode of my podcast, which I'm thinking now, maybe a bit of an introduction to personal branding. So this is personal branding. I'm aiming at people generally in high school between probably the ages of anywhere starting from 14, 15 up until when we're about 18, leaving school, starting university. But as my, I guess my listeners change, it's essentially the youth market. So it might be university students as well. And we'll see how it goes, but let's do an introduction to personal branding in the next episode. So thanks for listening and stay awesome. Get ready to rock it. Cheers, bye.